This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million? $5 million? How about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Welcome in on a Monday. Good to have you with us. Boy, do we got a lot to break down. And Rico and I have worked hard at something. You know, when you're doing afternoon, you get the last bite at the apple. And everything has already been said. But not really. I want to do this differently, Rico. And I gave you the advance preview, so it's not like I have to be like, hey, how's your day? What'd you do last night? I already know. I spoke to you. So let's just get into this. I want to talk to Lions fans about something because we have a great divide. I'm pragmatic. I'm cynical. And I've watched enough NFL to understand what we are watching right now is outer space with the Detroit Lions. The NFL is just not a league that you garbage can teams. And they went out and did it again yesterday. And I do think in the short term, winning outdoors in bad weather, that is a huge box to check. But if you think it's going to be this easy, here's the context. And I want to just know if you're willing to go there with your team. Okay? Work with me. So here's what the Lions' last six games are. Okay? They haven't won six straight in 30 years. You can start there. They just did it. You have Jahmyr Gibbs averaging an obscene 6.4 yards a carry. Tops in the league. The last 30 passes you've thrown to Amon-Ra St. Brown, just targets, 30 catches. It's never been done before in the history of the league. If a guy catches 75 or 80% of his targets, that's elite. 30 for 30? That should just be a documentary. Mm-hmm. That's your existence with a guy who is your best player. Jared Goff, his last six games, 80.4% completion rate and a 140 QBR. Never before has that been done in the history of the NFL in a six-game run. The Lions, 486 yards of offense the last 2 weeks, 76 points. Your opponents, 827 and 26. So here's what I did. I go, okay. We're blowing out teams left and right. Yesterday, you really won by 17. You didn't win by 10. But whatever. You know, garbage time. The only team in the last 25 years of football that has a scoring margin better than you is the 07 Patriots. The next best one is 25 years ago. At about 16.3 points a game, it was the greatest show on turf, Rams in 99. So I wanted to ask you guys a question. I want to ask Rico the question, certainly the guys behind the glass, and you in your workday. Like, it's no secret. I picked him to win the Super Bowl when we were doing our shows live from Vegas. I do believe we need to make a trade before tomorrow to see that through. I don't believe they will keep this up because this is redefining greatness. And I'm just not the type of human being that's going to do that midstream. You've got to accomplish it, and then I'll say, okay, we just watched history. But I want to know if you believe this is going to keep up, that you are the Indiana Hoosiers of the NFL. You just roll up to people's houses, knock the door down, you take a duty in their living room, steal their furniture, then light the house on fire on your way out the door. Because that's what Cignetti's doing at Indiana, and that's what you're doing to people.
Yeah.
And look, Rico, Goff outside, bad weather. I don't care if he had the hamburger helper gloves on, started the game 11 for 11.
Again.
And didn't make any bad decisions like Jordan Love did. Oh, my God. Here's the other thing. Lions make no mistakes. They're the best coach team in the league. They don't make any real mistakes. They're great in all three phases. They're special teams. Jack Fox could punt the ball from the tunnel and flip the field. Offensively, we agree. Top five offense, maybe the best. Defensively, you have no pass rush, but it doesn't matter. Things and stuff.
How about this? Even when you make a mistake, Mike, it doesn't matter. No Branch, no worries. You're still going to go out there with no pass rush and make sure you hold Green Bay down.
Look, I want to know if you think this is going to continue. Because this is a gap we have. And I look, it's a battle I'll fight with listeners. I will never, I don't care how good the Lions are. I don't care if it's Rico's Niners or the Niners of my childhood with Joe Montana. I will never view the NFL as easy. I will never take for granted wins. I will never expect blowouts unless you are playing fleabag teams like the Titans, where Rico and I offered a BOGO. I will not get myself to a space where in week 10 of the NFL, I'm comping the Lions to the 07 Patriots. But that's what you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
Contextually, that matters. A, it's the highest compliment we can pay Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, and this entire staff and these players. But I don't believe it'll be this easy all the way.
No, I mean, but it seems that way. And if you buy into that, yes, you are putting this Lions team up on the Mount Rushmore of greatest teams of all time, where you're talking about them like you're revering the 85 Bears, how you revere the 2000 Ravens, the 99, I just say, the greatest show on turf, the Patriots when they were just running the table with Moss.
You'd be on the Mount Rushmore of the last 25 years.
Yeah.
If you continue doing what you're doing, which is a scoring margin of around 16.5 a game, the only team in the of this century is the Patriots.
Yeah, now think about that. That people, not just in Detroit, will be talking about, oh, you remember the 24 Lions, right? Because you were that good.
Right.
And you beat people that badly that you would be that team that everybody talks about for not just next year, but years from now, saying how great that 24 Lions team was. You're on pace for that.
The Lions are the semi-truck in Mad Max Fury Road. They just drive through it, man. I mean, Campbell, there's no coach in the league that's got a grip on his locker room like this guy. Not even Andy Reid in Kansas City. Because the Chiefs don't look impressive. Look, now the two luckiest teams in the league, it's you and the Chiefs. But you're the best team. There's a difference. I think you make your own luck in a lot of ways. But you're the best team. Comprehensively, you don't have a hole like the Ravens. The Ravens have a problem stopping the pass. Your one hole, we're going to fix. You're going to make a trade for a pass rusher because I can't live in a world where you don't. But incredibly impressive yesterday. In the elements, the weather was even worse than the forecast indicated, and it didn't matter. You tailored your game. You changed the way you played, clearly. But you're built for it. Dan Campbell says it. But guys, I don't ever want to do the kind of radio where it's the Chris Farley bit on SNL. Man, that was great. That's boring. I think understanding the context of what we've watched the last 6 weeks or primarily over the course of a season, guys, if you are going to be this, Rico's right. You're going to be a team people remember and talk about, not just like the 16 Cubs because they won it, but because if you are doing this statistically, you are the 07 Pats or the 99 Rams.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me where you're at with it. And look, there's not going to be yelling and screaming. You are welcome to go there on November 4th. I won't, because I think the stats I read you are unsustainable.
True.
But they're still a great team, but I can't go there.
If you do this, you will be considered the gold standard that for years from now, people will talk about, man, I want the offense to look like the 24 Lions did.
That's a great point. You know what? Be curious. That's a great point to start the show by you. David, where are you at with this? I mean, you heard the numbers I gave and the context we've established. Where are you at as you watched yesterday at Lambeau?
I don't see this being sustainable. I don't see this continuing.
You see winning is continuing.
Oh, yes.
But you're not going to blow out everybody by 17
again. Not at
this
dominant rate. No, not at this dominant rate.
This is a wild six games.
You will win. Games will come down to you winning by 3 or 7 or one possession. But it won't be like this.
You want something fun?
Yeah, sure.
Last 55 games against the spread, the Lions are 40-15.
See, that has to change. That has to change.
Only time I've ever seen something like that were the Cheaters in Ann Arbor.
So are you saying...
No. David, they are good. That's what I'm saying.
They are.
They are about to become historically good, where they're going to become an adjective.
Like, it's getting to a point, David, they've already put the spread out for this week. Lions are 3.5-point favorites in Houston. I mean, nobody can stay close with this team. So again, the more this goes on, and do I think Green Bay was great yesterday? No. I mean, if you really think about it, the Lions are the masters of controlling what they can control. And here, you know, Rico, this is what kills me. You know, it's election week when I have to like slow walk things up so people don't explode. This is a compliment. Don't take it as anything otherwise. The best coach teams and the most talented teams control what we can control and do it to the fullest. The Lions make next to no mistakes, right? Yesterday, two teams. You're great. You were solid. Here's the Packers. 9 penalties. At one point, they had more bad snaps than you had penalties. 9 penalties, 6 drops, 3 bad snaps, the worst interception I've ever seen in my life in a missed field goal.
Yeah.
You don't control those things. You just handle your business and capitalize when the other team messes up too. Dude, it's a deadly combination.
It looks so good that you were wondering, wait, which one of these teams plays at Lambeau Field and which one plays inside?
I also would like to do something I never do. You know me as I generally hate NFL dress-up guy, fan, thing. I feel like they're creatures, not humans. But I do want to say, I want to salute whoever the man was. It was 23-3. I would like to salute the gentleman who wore a cheese grater to Lambeau Field as a hat. You, sir. Okay, now that's good.
Real like, American hero?
Yeah, I don't like when people dress up as Darth Vader, the Bengal fan. Or, hey, look, I have spikes and shoulder pads. You're just kind of a loser. The fact that this guy wore, he made a cheese grater for his head. And you're in Lambeau where people are wearing blocks of cheese. Brilliance. I will tip my cap to that fan.
Sometimes that was about awesome. The simplicity, less being more.
Yeah, I laughed. I laughed. So I don't know who that man is, but if you do, buy that man a beer. That was awesome.
The only thing about yesterday's game, I still don't understand the Amon-Ra touchdown celebration.
Okay, I do. It happened on Saturday. Incarnate Word. It was like a SportsCenter best thing we saw. The player for Incarnate Word catches the ball and he does that pogo stick thing and then falls over. So then naturally, right, we saw it Saturday. Both Amon-Ra and Drake London did the same thing on Sunday.
But what is it?
It's a headstand, like a handstand with no hands.
Okay.
What was wrong with it?
Nothing was wrong. No, I asked my sons this morning, like, what is it?
First of all, again, oh, by the way, control what you can control every fourth down. Perfect. That route, That route by Amon-Ra.
Even when they're not perfect, you'll get a holding penalty and you'll get 4 new sets of downs.
Yep.
I was like, wait, they didn't get it. Well, flag. There we go.
But they have the answer for the way that anybody wants to play them. They just need to add a pass rusher between now and tomorrow at 4.
And I'm to the point.
No. Okay. Don't turn heel on me. You're going to turn heel?
You've heard in a world where you've heard of 15-2.
Nah,
I'm kidding.
No, you're going to do what Kyle Cookies did this morning?
16-1, baby.
I mean, at this point, nothing they're doing fits into anything we've ever watched outside of 07 Patriots.
No, what I'm saying is, Mike, even if they should make a move, I want them to make a move. But if they don't, the way they're going right now, it'll probably come up aces, because then you'll find out that, you know, tomorrow Zadarius blows out both knees. No. And you're like, yeah, you know what? Good thing we didn't make the trade for him.
Dodged a bullet.
Right.
248-539-9797. We will get to your phone calls next.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help from mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good election moments. That's fantastic. Total blast from the past. Well, we're here again. I can tell you, Rico and I.
I can tell.
People, you won't believe. Here was the 30-minute lead up to us doing the show today. Rico and I watching rage quit videos.
Well, first it started off with falling down.
Right. And then rage quit, where a guy took a sledgehammer to his cubicle. And then we finished with a dessert course that was TV news meltdowns.
Right. The weatherman. You guys just want me to come out here all the time and say it's sunny. You tried doing this for 5 hours.
So that's how we start. That's how we had the run-up to the show today. All right, so the Lions made a trade. There you go. 248. Is it good enough? I don't know what planet I'm on. I heard a bunch of people complaining it's not enough. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Did you think Jesus was going to come down in Jordan sandals and play edge for this team? Za'Darius Smith's a really good football player. I mean, yeah, we would have loved to have gotten Lawrence Taylor, but I'm pretty sure he's cracked out. Like, I mean, what? I don't know what to do anymore with these people.
I think, Mike, no. What it was they wanted the Max Crosby.
We all do.
They wanted right team, wrong guy. You mean we couldn't get Myles Garrett?
No. Instead, you get a guy who at every stop has been productive. He's got the physical size to be more of an edge setter. He's not a Sam. He's actually like a pass rusher. He fits what they want. They like the person, and he's ready to come here and play winning football. Like, and again, you gave up nothing. Nothing. So there's idealistic and realistic. Of course, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we were shooting for the stars. But you see what the trade market is. And I don't want to demean Za'Darius Smith. He's a very good football player. Am I going to call him this, unbelievable, surefire Pro Bowl guy at age 32, 33? Probably not. But is he a guy who can play 25 snaps a week with the explicit instructions, murder that man? Mm-hmm. See the guy holding the football back there with the single bar face mask? Kill him. That's it. Well, it was a really nice move for the Lions. Now, I don't know. Now, the other side of Lions fandom is another collection of whack balls, which is, oh, you only said it was really good. Well, you're a hater. Can't help you. No, I'm not going to sell you that you've just traded for Nick Bosa. Like, so if you don't say it's the greatest trade in the history of great trades, you're the devil. And then there's another side of the fan base. Oh, it's not enough. Wah. And I'm like, I couldn't believe what I was listening to. I was very pleased with what Brad Holmes did. Why can't I just be happy?
It is, because here's what taught me. Lions learned a lesson from last year. Last year, they thought, we're good. We don't need to make any types of moves. We got all the pieces in place. This year, Aiden goes down. You know, a lot of different pieces. Davenport, like, you lose a lot of pieces. Brad, instead of just, he saw what we saw. Yeah, we're winning games, but, oh, my goodness, this defense is bad. We got to make a move, and he made a move. He didn't break the bank. You get to keep a lot of your, you get your first-round selections and all of that get to stay. But it showed me growth. It showed me progress. It showed me that Brad Holmes understands that you cannot stand pat. You have to go out there, and you have to constantly keep evolving and making your team better. Why? Because that's what the top teams do. You saw last night, the Chiefs made a trade a few weeks ago. DeAndre Hopkins, he comes in, bang, not one, but two touchdowns, helps them win that game. You have to do the same. The great teams never just stand by and say, we're just good enough.
Here, like, for instance, I'll give you an example. Aiden gets hurt. Here's Brad Holmes watching their pass rush. Nope, just kidding. The computer's broken. You know, I'm not far from being the guy who took a sledgehammer to his computer. That's where I'm at. Here's my point. Brad. We lost Rico.
Brad?
Now, here's what Brad did. Wait for it. Almost there. Almost there. There you go. So it's like the end of intervention. Brad got in the van. Mm. Look, man, we got a bunch of people who love you like crazy. We feel like we're losing you. You need some help. Now, Brad doesn't need help with addiction. He needed help with his pass rush. Get in the damn van, get on the plane to Shady Acres, and go get that help. And that's what they did. So I am just fine. Mm-hmm. I'm not overly excited or overly unhappy. I'm fine. This was the bare minimum. Needed, if the, we said it 2 weeks ago, the floor was going to be Za'Darius Smith. They did it. So I'd like to know where people are at with it. I mean, I'm fully comfortable saying you're winning the Super Bowl. It's what I said to start the year. And yes, without Aiden, I told you, until or unless you address it, I think you would contend for the Super Bowl. Now you've gotten Za'Darius Smith. I have no problem telling my listeners, you're winning the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It's happening. Rico will have the kissing booth at the Kearns clock. It's going to be an incredible parade. I believe it.
No, you put yourself in the category. You put yourself. You kept pace with the top teams that you're going to be competing with for that trophy. You, by going out and adding Za'Darius Smith, you're taking luck out of it and you're putting skill back in. Because the last couple of games you won, but my goodness, look at what really happened. And it's not to say that the Lions are a bad team or a lucky team, but you caught so many breaks. Like, yes, anybody could have beaten the Titans, but it was how you did it. And then just every little thing that happened in Green Bay was like, wow, you're catching a lot of breaks. Now you're going to be able to go and pressure a quarterback. You're going to have somebody who already has 5 sacks this year, who already has 23 tackles, to get pressure and go after the quarterback. Now, the difference is he's not going to have Myles Garrett on the other side. It's going to be him. He's going to be the alpha dog. So he's going to be the guy that people draw schemes for. But maybe by doing that, you free up some of your other pass rushers to go and get some pressures on quarterback. Because, yeah, Jordan Love on a bad leg, you should have been eating him alive, and you weren't.
The only guy who was able to get some pressure and it was bull rush up the middle was Aleem McNeil. Well, you need edge pressure to complement that. I think the biggest thing it'll do, probably reduce your blitz rate. about 10%, and it'll make the blitzes you do bring more effective. Because what they don't have right now are guys that can win one-on-one. They just don't have it. Rico, here's the one thing I'll caution people. I'm not sitting here telling you Za'Darius Smith is going to make you totally happy every week, that you're going to see, oh my God, he had 11 pressures. No. I think what you've done here is quite frankly, it's more replacing Marcus Davenport than Aiden Hutchinson.
Good way of putting it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You've got a pro. You got a guy that's probably not at this state of his career capable of giving you 50, 60 elite snaps. But he can come in here and be better than what you got. Definitely restock. Like, hey, one of our starting DNs is back. And then, yeah, look, you're going to have to be creative. There is no replacing Aiden unless you pulled a Crosby or a Garrett or, you know, dug up the bones of Lawrence Taylor. Like, there was never going to be a guy. So I'm good with it. I think it's the minimum of what they needed to do, and they did it. Credit Brad Holmes. But I heard people wanting more. I've heard people who, you know, they think it's the greatest thing since pants with pockets. I'm right in the middle on it. They did what they needed to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you needed a B to pass the semester. They got a B.
Yeah.
And they're going to, I believe they're going to win the Super Bowl. So there you go. Rico will take you to 6-2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97. David.
Can I interest you in a sledgehammer?
Yeah, honestly. David, what are your thoughts on it? Or are you still priming your pump over Mike Williams?
You think I'm really happy about that move?
Because First place Pittsburgh Steelers at Mike Williams.
I don't see either of your hands.
Yeah,
there you go. All right. Mike Williams.
I'll say this.
Giggity-goo.
Uh-oh.
Lions fans. No, for Mike Williams, no need to put it in the system for that. Lions fans, you might as well book your Super Bowl tickets for the next 3 years because they got Za'Darius Smith, and that's what you're going to do now, right?
No, they're going to go this year. He may not even be on the team next year.
Well, they're going to make it anyway because the Lions are great. That's all you need to know.
They are. David, they're winning the Super Bowl. I've said that since August. I believe this team is winning the Super Bowl. Like, I'm not joking. It's what I said sitting in Las Vegas doing the NFL kickoff show with you guys. I don't know what else I can say.
There's nothing else to say.
No, you have them. I got them in the four teams that can win.
Exactly.
Being there before, one lucky break or one bad break, and it's just like, wow, your linebacker's out because he was celebrating. It happens. But looking at this now, for you, the Lions, you're trying to keep pace of all your games here at Ford Field. If that happens, then yeah, you're going to be going off to the Mercedes-Benz Dome or whatever you call it now.
That's
in the world.
That's right.
You're on pace for that.
I think it's the Caesars Superdome? Is it the Caesar? You know what? No one cares.
You're going to New Orleans.
Yeah, you go. The place is a dump.
Yeah, you're going to New Orleans, and you keep this pace, and then now you have to worry about Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, whoever represents the AFC. But so long as you play every game at Ford Field, I do think that you're going to be the NFC representative in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you're not factoring in a very important metric, AWG. You know what AWG is? Mm-hmm. All-weather Goff. It's been engaged. All-weather Goff, now featuring rain ability.
So is this like mobile Goff? He's been upgraded?
Yes. Yes.
Everybody bring in your mobile Goff. We're going to upgrade you to AWG.
You're getting AWG. All-weather Goff has been engaged, now featuring monsoon ability.
All-terrain Goff.
ATG. Mm-hmm. Listen. Here's the question. It cuts two ways. If it's not enough, what do you want them to do? And if it is enough, are you willing to gird your loins and just say it? You're winning the Super Bowl. Can you bring yourself to say that? There you go. 248-539-9797. Anything I forget, David?
No.
You're beautiful. You look great today. Kenny, what side are you on, or do you want time to think?
No, I don't need time to think. I'm just riding the wave of excitement right now because I feel like I'm similar to you. I feel like I'm just, being a Lions fan, I'm girding my loins. I'm doing a lot of girding over here.
Say the words. Say the other words.
Super Bowl.
No, say them together like a Lego set. Snap them in place. The Lions are?
The Lions are winning the Super Bowl.
Thank you. Oh, my Lord. Say it with your chest.
Saying it out loud has a therapeutic effect because now I believe it even more.
Say it again.
The Lions are winning the Super Bowl. The Lions are winning the freaking Super Bowl.
Now say it with a better F word.
No. No.
3 o'clock. Great to have you aboard. Gorgeous afternoon. And now a chance to do something that's not Lions. Oh, thank God. Just something different. The Lions are so good, it's almost boring. We have Hot Stove. Now work with me, people. We got to get the gears turning. Now, I'm going to do the same thing we did with the Lions, and I'm going to use the same standard with the Tigers. We talked about the deadline, Rico, and we talked about, okay, we can't replace Aiden Hutchinson. However, what is the minimum threshold to acceptance? That what is the player that is the minimum they could do where you would say, job well done, better job by me, your team sucks. And we talked about Za'Darius Smith in the lead up to the trade deadline would be the minimum barrier that the Lions needed to go and get for us to feel like you did all you could. Mm-hmm. Now, with the Tigers, this is different. It's different because it's not just a trade, it's free agency. And with Scott Harris at the GM meetings, here's what he had to say. Now, we can parse through the comment first, and then it does get to a point of, okay, forget about what you think the comment means. What is the standard you as an individual adult are going to hold Scott Harris and the Tigers to? Ready? He was asked on adding in the offseason versus developing the youth. Quote, we need to do both. We need to add externally, but we also need to acknowledge the fact that the external gains can't compare with the scale of the gains internally. We have the youngest team in baseball that just made the playoffs and just won a playoff series. If each one of those guys gets a little bit better, we're going to be just fine in the future. Close quote. Now, do you want to go first or you want me to go first? You pick. Won't change my life.
I'll let you go first, Mike.
Okay. First of all, I hope Scott's shoulder blades aren't bruised or irreparably damaged from patting himself on the back. You've got to be kidding me. Well, we have the youngest team in baseball that just made the play. Okay, first of all, dude, that was a total accident. I don't want to hear it. You went to breakfast about surviving the season. Don't act like that was your plan. That annoys me right there. But second of all, this is just a repackaged way of saying we don't want to block anybody. That the external gains can't compare with the scale of the gains internally. And then he uses a false premise to justify it by saying, hey, if every one of those guys just gets a little better, we're going to be just fine. Well, that's great. Mm. If Beyonce descends from the clouds and gives Rico a lap dance, he's having a great Wednesday. Like, that's a false premise. Well, all it's going to take is each guy getting better. Not how it works. So I look, the what it means is I'm just never going to be comfortable if this is the Tigers' approach. That if you're going to operate with a small market mentality or talk to us like we're stupid, right? Like we're just ignorant second graders, I'm never going to vibe with this. Now, if you want to say, look, you made the playoffs last year, you got to build off of it, that's fine. But, man, when you use the line, we have the youngest team in the league that made the playoffs and won a series, then how can you divert back to, and hey, if all those kids just get better, we good. Mm-hmm. No. And you use whatever fancy private school words you want, external gains and scale internal. You know what? I must have missed how the external gains didn't match up with the gains internally when the Yankees got Juan Soto. Or when the Dodgers signed Otani. Or when the Orioles got Corbin Burns. Like, you got to stop.
Yeah.
You got to stop. Yeah. So that's the what I think it means, not what the minimum threshold is. I don't change how I want things done. I'm an adult. Like, I don't try to change Rico's favorite food. He's an adult. Hey, if he likes vanilla ice cream, what the hell am I going to say? So, like, if you're going to be one of these team shills, don't ask me to change. Don't ask fans to change. But Rico, what did you take out of the comment before we go minimum threshold?
Okay, because there were two separate things. I have a minimum threshold, but out of the comment, it was a lot of word soup. Because if you're going to add, you simply say, hey, we're going to be aggressive in the offseason and we're going to go and get somebody. Or, hey, we're going to go into the offseason and we're going to pick up some pieces. We're not going to overspend, but you don't have to sit here and, well, you know, we had this team and we did this and we did that. And you're right. It basically was saying we're not going to block the young guys. But, you know, we do realize that maybe we need to go out and get some pieces. But, hey, did you know we had the youngest team in the playoff? And, you know, we did. It's like, okay, it doesn't take a lot of energy to say we got to add some pieces to this. We had a good team. We had a good run. But now we need to get better, and we got to go outside the organization to do that.
Here, you know what? Let's ratchet it up a level. And if you think I'm wrong or if people think I'm wrong, it's cool. We can have a discussion. If they stand pat and play smartest guy in the room, you won't make the playoffs. If you go WBBT, bring the band back together, and plan on every one of your young players getting better, you will regress. That is my belief. Hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong that that's not the approach, and I hope I'm wrong that that's not how it plays out. But I want to know now what the minimum threshold is for you, the fans, whether you're a member of the 1901 Society or just a baseball-loving Detroiter. What is the player? Like, what is the minimum threshold? And that we can talk through the free agency stuff. I can give you contract approximations. I want to know what you guys want. Because, Rico, I'm not speaking for you. I'm only speaking for myself. I'm not going to go through another year being vilified for wanting more. And if you don't want more, tell me why. But what I'm not going to do is become a villain because, God forbid, I want the Tigers to act major market. That I do believe free agency and, wait for it, trades can make you better in a hurry. And if you're going to pat yourself on the back about the youngest team in the league and you want a playoffs, that's great. You still don't have a third baseman. That's great. You still don't have a first baseman. That's great. At best, you've got a really nice depth piece at shortstop, but you need a right-handed complement. You need another thumper, a big-time right-handed bat. And Lord knows you need at least one really nice starter, probably two, because I don't want to put too much pressure on Job to go with Tarek Skubal. So you can spare me with, if everyone just gets better, not how it works. 248-539-9797. Would love to know. Now, I have names, Rico. I'm not being coy. But I wanted to wait and give the people an opportunity. Like, here's your plate. Dinner is served. It's buffet style. Put some entrees on the plate. Let me see what's being served before I get in line.
No.
And if people don't want anything, tell me why.
See, oh my goodness.
What's wrong?
No, because
you seem flustered.
Because I'm trying to follow my own philosophy of not being upset about something that hasn't happened yet. But you kind of know, well, they don't have to do anything because look at what they did last year, caller. It's just waiting in the wings. But I'm with you. You got lucky. You caught lightning in the bottle. It's not going to happen again. You have to add pieces. And yes, some of your young guys did some things. I don't know if they're going to do that for 162 games next year. It worked out for the good, but you can't be that stubborn that you cannot go out and add some pieces. I have a couple of names myself, but you can't stand pat. You can't bring the band back together and say, we're just going to pick right up where we left off. Because in this sport, you got to have stars. You got to have pieces in place. Now, David, yes, some of your young guys could develop into stars, but until they get there, you need to go add some people.
David, what was your takeaway on the quote first and then the minimum? And again, I'm saving my names. I'll get to it. But what was your reaction to the quote?
Here's my reaction to the quote, and it's kind of based on what you just said, Rico. It's not linear. Things aren't going to just continue from year to year and just, because you're young, you're just going to get better next season. And that's what I was afraid of with this quote. It's him talking about that, and we need to do this. Of course, you need the young guys, but what I would have rather hear him say is, yes, we got our young guys. We got some core. We got some pieces. But what I want to do is I want to insulate them. I want to give them some help. I want to put some people around them to help them out. Because the first name I think about when it comes to young players and they were this and they were that was Spencer Torkelson. And what he did the year before, 30-plus home runs, and everyone's like, he's just going to do that again. He's just going to get better. And he didn't. Mm-hmm. He regressed. And as a fan, I'm like, I can't again go with this premise of, well, they're just going to get better. But what if they don't? If you add professional baseball players around these guys, you can insulate them. And if they struggle to start next season, you still got guys.
David,
there's nothing wrong with that.
It's like going to your favorite restaurant. You know there's an established baseline of what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. You know what the meal is, and you know what it's going to cost you. And sure, maybe they have a bad night once in a while, and it's not up to snuff. But generally speaking, yeah, you know what you're going to get. That's what signing a veteran bat does. This guy has a track record of X. This is how many years in a row he's put up an OPS of XY. Like, it's right there. I would love to know from Tiger fans what you want. I have some names. I have some guys that I think are those minimum threshold things. But if you don't want to get seduced by names, fine. It's got to be a right-handed bat that's at least a four-war player. And it's got to be a pitcher that is universally regarded as a very good number two in a rotation to pair with Skubal. Now, you do those two things, that's the minimum. Now, the maximum is you're adding two bats. And preferably a first and third base. Now you do that. Well, now we're ready to win the World Series. So I'd love to hear from you guys on it. And again, Rico and I are going to react to things in real time. You don't get the benefit of just waiting. I will judge Scott Harris on what he does, not what he says. But in the meantime, no, I don't have to sit there and ignore the comment, and I don't have to say that it's great. I rubs me the wrong way. I don't like it. Free country, last I checked. 248-539-9797. We'll get with the people. A little hot stove. We'll do a little college football in the 4 o'clock, 97.1.
5 o'clock, good to have you. If you don't have no understanding why we've just played Kelsey Grammer falling off of a stage, we had it in relation to a Lions topic. Odyssey.com Rewind if you want it. Tomorrow, Football Friday, you know the drill. Be Lions from start to finish. TJ Lang will join us, and... look, you're on the big stage again, but it sounds like Nico Collins won't play. Sounds like Will Anderson won't play. I don't know if the Lions will ever lose a game again. But we wanted to bring something else up because it's not breaking news, but it's worth bringing up. We had talked about the GM meetings are going on, and that in earnest kicks off Major League Baseball transaction season. Last year at these very meetings, I believe you made the trade for Mark Canna. Who could forget the Marcana era here in Detroit? I mean, his number will go up right next to Ty Cobb. But my point is, we heard what Scott Harris said yesterday. We talked about it. Didn't like the comment. And, you know, Rico and I, you can call us whatever names you like. I don't have to like every comment from all these executives. I mean, all these people, they think they're curing cancer. Big deal. You run a team. I mean, you're not down at Carmano saving people's lives. You take billionaires' money and purchase millionaires. Ooh. But they all think that they're building space rockets. The point is, the Athletics said something today. And this is about how much believability you have in this. So, David, to the main stage that you can't fall off of because you're sitting down.
Yeah, Jim Bowden decided to go through every Major League Baseball team and give their expectation of what he believes each team will do. So here's what he wrote about the Tigers. The Tigers made great progress this year and finally got a taste of a pennant chase and the postseason. They are expected to be aggressive this offseason as they look to improve their starting rotation and add a right-handed bat. Because their roster has significant flexibility, that bat could come from almost any position. The part I want to focus on is what he says is they are expected to be aggressive this offseason.
What does that mean? See, aggressive is going to mean different things to different people. For me, aggressive would be there were, what, 13 or 14 players who were given a qualifying offer the other day. You want to pull up that list? It's getting one of those guys. Now, that may not fit your version of aggressive. But here's my question. Scale of 1 to 5 on believability. How much belief do you have the Tigers will be, quote, very aggressive this offseason in expanding this team's payroll and talent base? Because, I know that's what I want. If you're asking me, scale of 1 to 5, how bad do you want it or think they need to do it? 5 out of 5. My faith in it? About a 2. Based on what Scott Harris said yesterday. Well, you know, if every one of our young players gets better, yeah, we'll be just fine. Well, okay, that's fantasy land. Well, you know, we have the youngest team in baseball, and they made the playoffs and stuff. Yeah, that was nothing you planned on. It was a Disney movie. Don't care. Well, you know, the outside production can never outdo the interior production. What? Yeah, Juan Soto, line 3. Ohtani, line 4. I don't want to hear that. Acting as if people outside your organization can't fully outpace a young player or whatever you have. No, I just don't subscribe to that. So, look, it's a 2. A 1 would be unfair. But it's a 2 because I have no reason to believe yet, both based on A, I still have Javi Baez here, and B, I don't know that Scott Harris wants to build a team that way. So, I'm fine if you tell me your belief is a 5 out of 5. Hell, make me feel better, Rico, but what do you make out of it? Like, look, Jim Bowden also is a former GM, and he wasn't a great one. So I'm not going to act like that's the voice of God saying it. But what is your level of faith that the Tigers, according to insiders, are going to be aggressive? And what does aggressive mean for R.L. Beard?
I'm going to go 3. Aggressive is you realize you have some deficiencies. You're not going Juan Soto, but you are looking at adding a bat. You are looking at adding an arm. I do think that it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be this, you know, break the bank type of player. I'm at a 3 out of 5. I'm believing in Scott right now because you've tasted the playoffs. And it wasn't just you got to the playoffs and immediately got swept, and so it really didn't count. You actually were in this thing and you were a game away from advancing to play the Yankees. You just didn't get it done. You got a young team. They've experienced success. You want to keep this thing going. 3 out of 5 for me.
Okay. 3 out of 5 for Rico. What do you got? David, talk to me. What are we thinking?
Yeah, I'm right there in the middle. Leaning more towards the 2 side, though. So I'm right now at 3.
You're with me.
But I'm leaning because I think they're going to just keep their guys. I truly believe they're just going to keep their guys and do the bare minimum
so
free agency.
Here, all right, I'll tell you what I'll do. 248-539-9797. Here's my version of aggressive. I need 2 of the following. And let me state it clearly for some. No, I don't think there's any chance of getting a couple of these. But it's a grouping of players. And I'll go right to the cutoff line, okay? Okay, ready? Soto, Blake Snell, Corbin Burns, Alex Bregman, Pete Alonso, Fried, Teoscar, Adamas, Santander, Glaber. I don't want Kikuchi, but whatever. Jack Flaherty, Tanner Scott, Christian Walker, Walker Buehler, Ha-Sung Kim, and we'll go down to... That's it. I would say I just gave you 19 players. You want to throw Sean Manea on there? You could. Not huge fan. I'd rather have Buehler. The point is, there are 19 players. I need 2 of them. That's my version of aggressive.
Yeah.
And I'm not making a demand that if they want 2 bats, get 2 bats. Get Tony Taters and get Alonzo. What? Go improve your team.
Yeah.
Get me Christian Walker and Anthony Santander. I'm ready to tell you you're winning 95 games and we'll win the Central. Why? Because I've just added 80 home runs.
Yeah.
And 2 corner infielders that are, adults. You know, Santander could play the outfield, switch hitter. Christian Walker, infielder, fine. All right, well, you don't have a third baseman. Well, we can't have it all. The point is, I got to add some stuff.
Yeah. And with Fetter, I'd take a pitcher coming off of Tommy John or a pitcher who had an injured arm.
Buehler.
Because they just have a way of rehabbing guys here. So, yeah, and you could maybe get him on a 2-year deal. and go that route.
Is that cutoff fair, guys? That I don't want to get down into the Carlos Estevez and the Nick Pavettas of the world. Like, look, are there guys below my cutoff point that I wouldn't mind? Of course. Like, I like Nick Martinez for the Reds. You got to look at the peripherals there.
No,
really
no, but
good.
The thing is, that can't be your big splash. That can't be your Mark Canna, where you're like, hey, well, we made a move.
Right, like my offseason would be the two bats plus Nick Martinez. Let's go.
Yeah.
So I just would like to know what your version of aggressive is and what's your faith that they're going to deliver on. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, David. What?
Nothing. So your two is just a combination. It doesn't have to be two hitters.
Yeah, because I'm not in a – like, listen, Scott Harris is a pretty smart guy, believe me. He thinks he is. But he is. And he says things that make you believe that he thinks he's smart. But he is. The point I'm making is I don't care. He may want pitching. There has to be at least one bat, one arm. But if it's not an arm, I want two bats. Like, I'm saying here's a grouping of free agents.
The reason why I'm asking is because I'm more because of what Rico said. Go off the beaten path for pitchers, and then get me two real hitters from this list.
So you want Bregman and Santana?
Yes.
Bregman and Walker?
Yes.
Can you imagine if you brought Christian Walker and Alex Bregman here and roll that lineup out there? Now all of a sudden, the young kids you got real protection, real insulation, lineup balance. Well, what about the versatility? What versatility? I don't need to ever see Zach McKinstry. I don't care. Oh, well, Jace Young will block him. No, here's what I'll do. I'll trade him, and I'll go get a pitcher.
Or Jace just takes the job. You get better.
Because how I'm thinking is get the two hitters, go off the beaten path if you have to get a pitcher. Because the idea
they got a history of rehabbing pitchers.
And the idea for me also is that come trade deadline, you are a buyer. And you can get a pitcher then if you need him. That's just my idea, because I just need some hitters in this lineup, man. Mm-hmm. I can't continue to have Vierling out there. I can't see that
it's
anymore.
It's face of the franchise, Matt Vierling, and why don't you put some respect on his name?
I just can't do it anymore.
No, I mean, you think back to, I know a lot of people forgot about the beginning of the year when you just weren't scoring runs. If you didn't score over four runs, you didn't win a game. Now, guess what? You won't waste a month and a half of just not being able to score. You'll have hitters here. So that's why I think that they will go out there. It will be aggressive. It won't be anybody that's going to be, you know, $150 million or more.
Oh, then forget it. I'm out. I'm not interested. That's for I don't want to hear it no more.
I mean, like some 6-year deal. I don't see that happen.
Then you're not getting it. Right, here, hold on. And I'm not yelling at you, but I get so flustered because why? What's the why in that? All right, fine. Here are the players you're not getting if you won't do at least six or at least 150. Well, Soto, duh, you're about $500 million short. Snell, maybe. Burns, no way. Bregman, no way. Alonso, no way. Freed, no way. Now, Teoscar would be different, but like, I don't want Teoscar Hernandez. I don't think Teoscar fits what you're trying to do because he's not a good defensive player. There's not versatility there. I don't think Teoscar's who you want. All right, Adames, no way. He's going to get 30 a year. Santander, maybe. Torres, you don't need him. Maybe. Eovaldi, I don't want. He's always hurt. Kikuchi, you could. Tyler O'Neill, you could. But like Jack Flaherty or not?
No.
Jack Flaherty's going to get a 5-year deal.
Right.
So my whole point is, okay, well, basically, you know what you sound like? You sound like his guy, Iserman.
Oh, I don't want to do term. Ooh.
And then we end up just what, a 500 team?
That's why I said I'm at a 3 out of 5. The definition of what we want, I don't think it's the same as what Scott Harris wants. I think he's going to go to the bargain basement. I'm going to try to find somebody that I can get maybe on a 3-year deal because.
Okay, coming to a theater near you, it's Charlie Morton and Tommy Pham. Hope you're excited. All right, TJ Lang with us. We'll get to the picks, Lions, just the conversation about. The rules don't apply to this team. They just are doing things that are not normal, and they're an absolute freight train. Now, you were saying something about Chris Creighton during the break. I'm kidding. You were saying something about Stroud. We had to go to break. And you were saying he's terrible about calling out protections, and you don't think it's all on Houston's O-line.
No, I don't think their O-line is great, especially the interior guys. Laramie Tunsil, left tackle, is a brick wall.
Dude, yeah, except the penalties this year.
Yeah, but when it comes to pass protection, run blocking, he is still what he's always been. He's a stud. But their interior guys, yeah, it looks like a lot of miscommunications, a lot of like just simple pass protection concepts that they don't get, which I don't think that's a coaching issue. A lot of times it's up to the quarterback. You get up to the line as a line and you make the call depending on the protection, right? You get a two jet, okay, we're sliding left. Three jet, okay, we're sliding right. And then it's up to the quarterback to read the defense, say, okay, guys, I'm kind of sniffing something out, do this. I don't see C.J. Stroud do that at all. I think he's a post-snap read guy, which is not good for being a quarterback. You got to be a pre-snap read guy. You got to read the defense, expect what's coming, anticipate it, get the guys on the right page, boom, okay, let's snap the ball. If you're wrong, whatever, we'll run a hot route and make it up. He just looks like, okay, call the protection, okay, you're going to go to that guy, cool. And then they'll get two blitzes from the opposite side, and it's like, oh, no, I didn't see that. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of it is on C.J. Stroud not getting him in the right spot.
Yeah, I didn't know post-snap read was even a thing.
That's what it looks like, though. That's what it looks like. It looks like he gets the snap and then reads the defense and then wants to, oh, shoot, okay. Where I think you can really confuse him. And you watch a lot of these sacks that they've let up at 30 or 31. A lot of it's just simple twists, simple stunts, simple blitzes. The key to pass protection, simplified into its dumbest possible term, you try to create as many 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s, or 4-on-3s that you possibly can. I'm watching clips from Houston's offensive line. They're triple teaming one guy, and then the other guys are one. You have the three guys just 1-on-1 passing off all the insane stunts.
That can't happen.
And I'm looking at it going, this is so easily fixable if you just slide the guys the other way. But I think that, to me, that screams a quarterback issue where he's not seeing the fronts. He's not seeing the blitzes. He's not seeing the disguise that a lot of teams are throwing at him, which I think is going to be a huge key this week for Aaron Glenn. How can you mix the pre-snap look, and then when the ball is snapped or post-snap, change it up? Because to me, C.J. Stroud, he's got all the talent in the world. But when you confuse things a little bit, he's just, in my opinion, he's just not seeing it. He's not seeing what the defense is throwing at him.
Plus, the way you move your safeties around, it's really hard to read what the Lions are doing. You never know where Branch is going to be. He could be one place, and then 2 seconds before the snap, here he is. And all of a sudden, there's Kirby Joseph, or as he calls him, Merton Hanks. It's just, it's fascinating. It's good call by you. They just cannot look. Ali McNeil should eat this week. This is a game this week, guys. He should have 7 or 8 pressures. I mean,
he did last week too. I think he had 6 or 7.
He was
last
the only
week.
One. Yeah, he was their only effective pressure.
He's been on a tear.
But the CJ thing's interesting because we always think, okay, he entered the league as a star. That's the way it's going to be. It's almost like the league's caught up a little bit.
Yeah.
And tape gets out.
And we had this conversation a couple weeks ago about young quarterbacks and college quarterbacks and how everything's one read. I don't think they're really taught to read rotation anymore. Hey, this safety's coming down. We've got 2 receivers over there, but there's 3 defensive backs. Okay, alert goes up. Pressure probably coming from that side. Mm-hmm. You see that in college a lot, and I see it a lot with these young quarterbacks that are coming in. They don't adjust to the pressure like they should be. You know, and a lot of this stuff is very vanilla preseason-esque looks where you're looking at it and you're saying, obviously, the blitz is going to come from whichever side more defenders are on most of the time, mm-hmm. right? And I see, and it's not just Stroud. It's a lot of these young quarterbacks that I see. I think it's a college problem where it's just one read, boom, get the ball out. And you don't see really a lot of exotic pressures in college anymore because you got the evolution of the RPO. And, okay, mm-hmm. if we load the box, man, we're putting our corners and our nickels in a really tough spot. If he pulls that ball, throws it, little bubble route, boom, big play, we're done.
That's why they bought Wink back.
So I don't think quarterbacks are really taught anymore to read these NFL defenses and try to sniff out the pressure. That was something that the quarterbacks I played with, Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, that was their biggest strength, I thought, was seeing the field before the ball was snapped, getting everybody on the right page, not getting into the perfect play, but an advantageous play. I think it's a big issue with a lot of these young quarterbacks. What was that? It sounds like Hatchet.
No, it doesn't sound like Hatchet.
Hold on, go. Do the head-to-head, David. I want to hear that one juxtaposed with the other one.
Oh, was that me?
What did I say that? Don't worry about it. We catch things live Unlike Creighton, we adapt.
You're going to force me to censor myself.
No. Just have a good time. You're fine. Nothing bad will ever happen.
We'll just keep the drop for years in a bit. Yeah, there you go. we'll just hold this against your head for 5 years now.
So here's a stat I wanted to give you guys. You tell me if you value it at all.
Okay.
And it should just boost Lion fan confidence, right? We think they're the best team, and certainly the best team in the NFC. And if they're not the best team in the league, they're 1A with Kansas City. Because I think Baltimore, their pass defense is terminal. I mean, you're not fixing it at this point. So favorites away from home in the NFL this year, okay, road favorites, 33-18-2 against the number. It is the best season through 9 weeks in the last 20 years. And since week 5, a team like the Lions, a road favorite, 24-9 against the number. You're 3.5-point favorite. So it's like, okay, even though this is the way, you want to know why I'm doing bad in the picks? I never bet road favorites. Like it's death in the NFL. You know how hard it is to go on a road and win.
Yeah.
For the Lions, it doesn't matter. Oh, we're going to Minnesota? F you. Oh, hey, look. Hey, we just showed up in Dallas. Dead. Hey, we're going to go to Green Bay. The weather's terrible, and our quarterback's going to wear oven mitts. Burn your house down. So it just doesn't matter. This team, Campbell is doing the best coaching job in football. They're focused. They bring it every week. There's no leakage. They've had one game where I go, that was sloppy, Tampa. And that's 2 months ago at this point.
Yeah, and that was your basically, Rico, like you used to say, kind of your preseason, right?
Because they should be undefeated.
That was your second game, right? You're still starting to figure it out a little bit.
They had more yards.
Yeah, Laporta really wasn't himself at that point.
A lot of guys weren't, you're right, though. They don't make the devastating mistake. You know what I mean?
Look at last week. At one point in that game, Green Bay had more bad snaps than you had penalties. They had 9 penalties, 7 drops, 3 bad snaps, a missed kick.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love with the worst interception this side of Will Levis.
Yeah, that was awful.
What was the Lions' big mistake? There was none.
No, nothing. And well-coached team.
100%.
You combine that with the talent that they have.
It's why I think they're winning They're winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that pick that Jordan Love threw, my goodness. I know you're not supposed to. The one big key in 2 minutes, hey, listen, we can't get tackled in bounds. We cannot take a sack, right? Because then it's going to take time for everybody to get back. We're wasting a lot of time. They stole the timeout at that time.
Just turf it. It was a screen.
I think I said it. It wasn't a screen. It was a play action pass that I think Josh Jacobs was reading. The quarterback was under pressure, so he tried to leak out late, give him an option, and it was just a terrible throw, right? We all saw it. It was pathetic.
Throw it at the feet.
Yeah, you just get rid of it.
Right. That's why you throw it at the feet, hits the ground, and it's up to the referees to say, was it a receiver close enough?
Jordan Love is kind of, they asked me this on Monday, and I didn't, I don't mean it. I don't want to compare these two players and try to bash Jordan Love, but
he is
playing kind of Geno Smith-esque right now. Right now he is. His talent's better. I think we obviously know he's a better quarterback, but
the interceptions,
I think you look at him and you say, if we can get pressure, if we can fluster this guy, he's going to throw an interception or two.
Well, he loves Geno Smith.
Geno, I think he threw 3 last week.
That's his guy right there.
Yeah, my goodness.
You watch your mouth about
Geno
Smith.
He's kind of playing the same style, though, where he's getting reckless with that football, man, and it's
got to get fixed or they won't go anywhere. 2-4-8. All right, let's keep it moving. We'll get to the picks. We've got who said it. It's fantastic. And we got a new TJ drop. It's a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.